my country in the future. We'll be helping those in need. In my country in the future, no one's taking more than they need. In the future, in the future, these are a few things I'd like to see. Fighting, yeah, that's my dream. In my country, we call Canada, for the children, we'll leave it clean. In the future, these are a few things I'd like to see.
That's Tanis Slimmon with the song In the Future from Songs of the Future, the latest collection of music curated for Guelph's Barcode Free Music by folk and roots musician Lewis Melville. Released under the name of the Tomorrow Collective, the album features 33 songs by 31 different artists and groups. There are two songs each from Tanis Slimmon and Lewis Melville, who are asked to reflect on Canada's place in the world and hopes for the country's future in the wake of the October 2015 Canadian general election. We caught up with Lewis Melville at home in Guelph to chat about the project. So it's great to talk to you today, Lewis.
Hey, it's good to be here.
I would definitely say you're an inspiration for me. You always seem to be working on new projects. I love the themed series of albums you put out, and we're going to talk about the latest one, which is Songs of the Future, a collection of songs all about the future of Canada. I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about this project and why you like, you know, looking at these projects as a way to explore different ideas.
Sure. Well, the idea of the theme albums is a way to bring people together with a not overly onerous task. A lot of songwriters, it's hard to come up with an album's worth of material, but there are a lot of in-between times when, we're not energized to create an entire album, but it's nice to have a project to work on something small and manageable. And so I ask my friends who are largely songwriters to tackle one song on a particular topic, and I usually keep it fairly short and quick so they don't have time to belabor it. And so it's rough and ready generally, though the song results often end up being perfect in their own way, little diamonds in the rough, if you like. And so it's a kind of a songwriter's challenge. And it's a way of bringing songwriters together under one roof so that they can kind of see what everybody's thinking and what everybody, how they manage or address the topic and what kind of result they come up with under a similar set of conditions.
For this album, nearly all the songs are under 3 minutes and a lot of them are under 2 minutes. Is that really to get the songwriter to focus on the message they want to share?
Well, actually, the 2 minutes is because there's often a lot of people who respond. It's just a practical thing. I can't. If you go over 77 minutes, then you can't do more than that on a single disc. Well, you can push it a little bit, but so the idea is to keep it on to one disc. So if you give people a limitation, then you can get more people on, and then you get a bigger sampling, really, really bigger voice of all the different ideas. Plus, it's fun to write a really short song because you strip away all the embellishments and repetitions of choruses and things like that and really just get down to the story.
So you described this project as a musical prophecy, an opportunity for songwriters to share their thoughts about Canada's future. And interestingly, I think you put the call out to people before the last Canadian general election, which took place in October 2015. Can you talk about why you wanted to do that?
Well, the reason it went out at that time, there have been key times for some of us where we all feel somewhat anxious about what's going on in the world and in the political world somewhat around us. And I think that's a common thing. You know, we see all this, we hear all the stories about how everything is going to change. And sometimes we think we need to have a voice. And so there are key moments when I feel that there are times when you wish you had said something, just to say, if for no other reason than to be able to say, well, people often say, well, what did you do about it? Whatever the situation might be. And, you know, the previous albums have several have been, one was the bombing of Yugoslavia, which was Music for Peace, when the Canadian government, which theoretically is us, decided that they would bomb in Yugoslavia without addressing it in Parliament. So in other words, their decisions are being taken without any consultation with people. And then there was a lot of talk about how this is what Canadians want, but it definitely wasn't what I was feeling on the street. It's really hard to know what one can do about that when you feel like your people are speaking on your behalf, but they're also not doing it with your permission. So the one thing that we can do as artists and musicians, though, is we can write a song about it. And so Yugoslavia was one, Afghanistan was another. Some of them are a little more light. We did truck songs, brand new song about trucking. That was the first one. And of course the last one was addressing, you know, in the run-up to the election, I think a lot of people felt that things were not going the way most of us felt that they should go in Canada. So what can you do? Well, we can write songs. And so I called people up and asked them if they felt like they wanted to do that. And as you can see, 31 different collectives of people. So each song represents between 1 and 10 people, because there are often many people participating in the song. And so there was a pretty good, you know, a pretty good response. People really did feel that they wanted to say something about what was going on. And of course, the topic was a way of avoiding simply calling down or making negative comments about what other people were doing, and rather to make a positive contribution, if possible, about what they would like to see as a future for Canada. The idea was to have people working on the song as the election process was going underway, but it really was a kind of a roadmap or a set of guidelines for those people that did get elected about where we would like to see them take, you know, if they're going to take the driver's seat, we'd like to see them moving in that direction. Something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Is that your hope for their, you know, people listening to this album? And obviously there's 33 songs. There's a certainly a diverse community of musicians and songwriters on this album.
Yeah, it is. It's a really neat snapshot of a very wide community of people from very different backgrounds and ages and genders and all kinds of different things. And it really, if you look at it as a sociologist, it's a snapshot of what people think. And, you know, you can find common elements in the different songs. And you can also see people who are coming out of left field with their thoughts on what they'd like to see in the future.
Is there any plans to perhaps have a live version of this album? I mean, any discussion of perhaps having a show where, you know, some of the performers on the album will actually play the songs?
No, I think not. We've done that before, but in this case, it would be really complicated to do that. So the live version is that one of the beautiful things about a project like this is that what people come away with is a new song. And it often turns out that people write the songs and then they end up really liking their song, and sometimes they expand them or develop them. But they end up performing them in their own repertoire. So the songs do get performed and the message goes out, and it goes out in a really interesting and diverse kind of a way. So that's the live end of it is where, you know, hey, anybody who cares to look at the album and look up some of the people, and if you see they're playing anywhere, go to their shows and ask them to play their song from the Songs of the Future and see how they respond. That would be funny.
The album is on the Barcode Free Music label, which I gather is affiliated with Silence, which is the wonderful community music venue in Guelph. Can you talk about Barcode Free Music and how that fits into this project?
Well, Barcode Free Music is really the brainchild in many ways of Daniel Fishlin, who's really taken the Silence thing in hand and is trying to keep it going, which is a great venue in Guelph, as you know, where alternative music and things that are not totally in the mainstream can go, and people can play, and people can go to Silence any time of the week, just about, and you'll see something or hear something really interesting. And we also, because there are a lot of music projects that happen around Silence and people working through Silence and participating in the different shows, have records that are a little outside the mainstream. They don't fit into the normal convention of the music that people are listening to, but there's no home. So the idea was to create a presence, an umbrella organization, a web presence mainly, where those records or those recordings could be available to people who wanted to listen to them. And so they've tackled many, there's quite a few projects, there's four or five now, I think, up that are similar. One was the Dongwon Kim's When Rivers Meet, which was a live improvised performance with the Guelph Symphony and some local improvisation musicians, and kind of a, you know, storytelling with Ben Grossman taking the storytelling lead. And that's not the kind of thing you'd normally find on CBC or wherever people get their music now. I don't even know. But it's a home for that. It's a home for Songs of the Future and some other projects.
If people want to learn more about Barcode Free Music, how can they do that?
Oh, well, there's a website, barcodefreemusic.com, and I think it's all up there.
That's wonderful. Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. I want to finish with another track from the album, and I thought it would be fun to play the final track, which is actually a song from you. It's entitled Give It a Whirl. I wanted to give you a chance just to talk about it.
Okay, well, it's the last song on the project, and the song, the title is sort of self-explanatory. We've tried, there's often a lot of talk about why we can't do certain things, politically and otherwise, even in our own lives. And we often resist doing things because they're just not the conventional way that things are being done. And so the idea of the song is fairly simple, that there are things that we haven't tried, and though a lot of people say they can't be done, and yet they continue to repeat things that they're trying things that they've tried in the past and haven't worked. And a specific example of that would be the military using violence and aggression to solve the problem of violence and aggression. And we know from history that violence begets violence. And yet people continue to resort to violence in order to think, they think that's a good way to solve conflict. It's a good mechanism for conflict resolution. And of course, the idea behind the song is, let's try something else. Whatever it might be, whatever you can think of that's not that thing which we've tried and has failed. Let's not repeat the experiments that have failed. Let's try some new experiments. Let's give it a whirl and see if they work. And that's the only way we'll find out. And they may or may not work, but until we try them, we'll never know that.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. Songs of the Future by the Tomorrow Collective is out now on Barcode Free Music. And this is Lewis Melville with Give It a Whirl.
Thanks, Jan.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I've been thinking about Canada and all that it means, the snow and the people and the mountains and the sea. If we draw a new map, we can make a new plan, find a new language that we all understand. We can build a new house and make a new world. The sooner we start it, the faster we'll heal. It can't be a dream, it's gotta be real. Let's give it a whirl. Let's give it a whirl. can write a new story that we all can tell to all of our children and their children as well. Dance a new dance, cast a new spell, sing a new song that rings out like a bell. Can build a new house and make a new world. The sooner we start it, the faster we'll heal. It can't be a dream, it's gotta be real. Let's give it a whirl, let's give it a whirl. We can build a new house and make a new world. The sooner we start it, the faster we'll heal. It can't be a dream, it's gotta be real. Let's give it a whirl, let's give it a whirl.